This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Fist meets face. This is your IGN review of Tekken 8 by Ronnie Barrier. The Tekken series is steeped in legacy, from the mechanical skills and knowledge needed to compete at the highest levels to its iconic music and characters to inside jokes spanning three decades and an ongoing story dating back just as far. Each new entry has a heavy burden to bear. How do you honor that legacy without being chained down by it? That is the question Tekken 8 thoughtfully considers, and the answer it comes up with is a simple yet profound one. You accept what's come before, but you don't let it stop you from moving forward. Whether it be a literal dash forward using the powerful new heat system, impressive training tools, or the compelling story of a man trying to break generational shackles to create a brighter future, Tekken 8 is always honoring its past while striving to improve its present. And most of all, it's just some really good-ass Tekken. They say if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and Bandai Namco smartly hasn't tried to change the parts of Tekken's combat mechanics that were already great. Movement, spacing, block punishing, and whiff punishing all remain as vital as ever, but two significant additions also twist those mechanics in exciting ways: recoverable health and the heat system. For the first time in Tekken history, other than the Tekken Tag Tournament games, recoverable health plays a major part in matches. Blocking big attacks and taking chip damage, absorbing them with a power crush, or being hit after getting knocked airborne will do partial gray damage. The only way to get this health back is by throwing out your own attacks, as you won't recover at all by just standing still and blocking. You have to go on the offensive to reclaim your life, and this made me adapt my mindset in a wonderful way. It's also a huge shift, as Tekken has always been a defensive game. It's not common to watch high-level Tekken matches of the past and see two characters appear to almost glitch across the screen as they continuously cancel their sidesteps and dashes and block everything while looking for the smallest opening. A lot of that hasn't gone away in Tekken 8, but recoverable damage gave me the constant pressure to go on offense while I still had health that could be recovered and never made me feel like I was out of the fight while being juggled across the stage. As far as the actual story goes, I mostly enjoyed my time with it. There are some very capital A anime moments, and not everyone gets a chance to shine, but Bandai Namco gives attention to important character arcs that span several games, and there are clear fan service moments that land successfully. It's simple enough to understand as a newcomer, too, as the relationships and stakes are laid out pretty clearly from the jump, and the gallery mode includes several summary videos of past games. One of the only negatives presentation-wise is that the real-time action looks so good that the transitions into pre-rendered cutscenes can sometimes be jarring, especially with some slightly smeary effects and different color grading layered on top of them. As far as online modes go, the big focus here is the Tekken Fight Lounge, a battle hub where you can run around with your custom avatar to meet and inspect other players, throw down some emotes, and access all the online options, including ranked matches, quick matches, custom rooms, and the welcome return of Tekken Ball. It's easy to navigate as you can pop open the menu to quickly hop from room to room, but it's also just a cool-looking space to run around in its own right. And if it's not for you, you can just as easily find all the online modes from the main menu. Tekken 8 is an amazing new entry in the long-running series. Interesting tweaks to its classic fighting systems, a full suite of fun offline modes, great new characters, incredible training tools, and a vastly improved online experience all add up to a fighting game I will be playing for many years to come. There are a few small hiccups here and there, such as the lack of spectating in custom rooms, but I'm having trouble thinking of how Bandai Namco could have set Tekken on a better path to the future overall. By honoring its legacy, but continuing to move forward, Tekken 8 manages to stand out as something special. Tekken 8's IGN score? 9. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Tekken updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.